The Bush administration has called for a 70% mercury emission reduction over the next 12 years, but Doyle and the governors of several other states are suing the federal government over that plan, calling it too lax. Michigan and several other states have set a 90% reduction rule they plan to reach in just 9 years. Doyle says it will take more than rules to get Wisconsin power companies to clean up their smokestacks.
You know, you need the, in my judgment, the carrot and the stick. To me, I think financial incentives to have people move more rapidly and putting in modern technology is something we better be thinking of. We're going to need an array of both rules and incentives to get people to achieve that 90%.
Doyle says the state's Green Tier program will help reach the goal. Green Tier streamlines the state permitting process for industries when they go beyond required environmental standards. The program's been criticized by environmental groups for allowing industry to be its own policeman, but most environmental groups praised Doyle's mercury announcement today as a step in the right direction. DNR Secretary Scott Hassett says those groups will play a key role in crafting a new mercury rule before it goes to the legislature for approval. Governor Doyle's mercury initiative also includes a commitment to pass new laws banning products that contain mercury, such as thermometers and car trunk light bulbs, and making schools completely mercury-free. Mercury is most toxic for children and pregnant mothers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.